Woo! Shit. Holy fuck. Welcome back. Welcome back to the motherfucking podcast. It's been a while. It's been a long while. because of the way the world's gone, and the way things have played out in my life, I've taken a break from doing podcasts. I've kind of been focusing on myself rather than trying to focus on creating more episodes for a podcast. My life is it's still going, obviously. But, I mean, this year's been rough. This year's been rough, man. you know, of course, the whole Biden administration thing is one thing, you know. That's one thing. It doesn't directly affect me in my life, you know. It indirectly affects me because of cause and effect of decisions and actions of other people and this, that, and the other. And you can't really see what they're doing, but I can see what I'm doing in front of me and what happens in front of me. And what happens to me in my personal life. I mean, that's what I can see and control. Well, you can't control everything, but you can control what you can do or whatever. But I was expecting another child this year. Unfortunately, things didn't go as planned. My daughter was stillborn at 8 months. Brinley Wren Martin. I'll just say that, nothing further. Because I know if I say too much, my wife might be too upset. So I'll just keep it at that. That's pretty personal stuff. Just know that I did lose a child. So that's partly why I haven't done a podcast. Well, that, I mean, there's a whole lot of reasons, but I mean, it's yeah. Life's rough, man. Like I say, man, life is always putting a test in front of you. You know, there's always that next test. I've always said that that next test in life is going to be there to test you, to see how you respond, to see what kind of actions you take. You know, how are you going to face this overwhelming tragedy, you know? But I faced it the only way I knew I could. You know, I knew, you know, I've never held a dead baby before, you know. But I never want to again, I know that. And you know, it was pretty devastating for my wife, obviously. she took some time off to recover. And I took probably a week and a half, 2 weeks off. It was about a week and a half, really. It was roughly 2 weeks. And then I immediately went back to work because, I mean, somebody has to keep this roof over our heads, you know, and shit like that, and food on the table. You know how it goes. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Fucking sit around and pout about it? I mean, yeah, it's devastating. I took my time, you know. But then I knew I had to lace up. Excuse me. I had to lace up my boots and fucking get back at it because I got my current child here, you know, my son. He's still here. life's still going on. I still got to do what I got to do at the end of the day. And, you know, yeah, I mean, that's all anyone, I mean, it sucks, because I know some people, if they're not built like me mentally, it could put you in a hole that you know, you'll be in for a while. Or you may not get out. I don't know. I'm not trying to be a dick to anyone, but I mean, there's some people who can't recover from something like that. You know? I know they're out there. You know, and those, maybe they're the younger ones. I don't know. I don't want to because this is a sensitive topic, even, you know. And I'm trying to be sensitive to others about this, even though I've gone through it myself. Which is why I'm trying to be sensitive about it, because I know. So, it's, you know, losing a parent, you know, that's one thing. But losing a child is, I don't know, that's weird. I don't even know, it's, the pain is real. And it's, I can't, it's indescribable. The pain is indescribable. You can't put any description on the the pain you feel. But, yeah. And, you know, I got that going on. And then, you know, fucking the way the world's going while I'm living my life, dealing with what I got, there's the outside world happening, you know, and it's scary, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it's for real scary. Like, it's getting to the point, like, I ain't scared. Like, I'm personally not scared. Am I worried? I'm worried for, I'm not like worried for, you know, like me. I'm worried for, you know, I guess what other people are going to do. You know, what the fuck, what's going on, dude? Like, this world's gone so far, like, not even that world. Now I'm going to talk about just the U.S., man. Just America in general is, I sit here, like, there's a reason I backed off of social media, dude. Like, I see how all these people who are influencers and, like, YouTubers and, you know, how they get treated by the media and the social media, and, you know, and it makes you not want to fucking, like, even interact. It makes me not want to interact, because I already know what's going to happen. So I just back off. I'm like, fuck that. If I could sit back and watch and see and observe and still have my own fucking, you know, thoughts on shit, but I just don't project it out there. I just kind of keep that shit to myself, you know. It's easier that way. I don't have to listen to fucking people trying to tell me what's up when I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck so much that I don't fucking say shit. I just kind of keep it to myself, you know. It doesn't, like, make sense on why this is happening in this world. Or even the shit that's happening in the U.S., dude. And the Kenosha fucking trial with fucking Kyle Rittenhouse. There's that, too. You know, thank God he was fucking, you know, found not guilty for all five charges. Thank God. You know, it's just, and the the people that, I don't get it. The people were saying that it's white privilege. It was three other white dudes, man. And you're so, everyone's so self-absorbed in the political bullshit in other people's agendas and what they got going on in their lives that they don't see what they're doing. They don't see what they're doing to themselves. They don't see what they're doing to their neighbors and their friends and their family. Like, as a whole, the bigger picture, you know, like, you're feeding into that fire. You're feeding into that, what they want you to do. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, like, and it's making it worse. It's making it worse. And I'm not the type of person to start anything. I don't start fights, dude. I don't. I wait for them. I wait for fights to start. And that's it. And that's all. And that's all I've ever done. I've never gone out of my way to fight someone. But if someone wants to start a fight with me, I'm ready. That's how I've always been. That's how every American has always been. As far as I'm concerned, as far as history has shown, it's about freedom and liberty, like the freedom of speech, to be able to speak your mind. And sure, you may not agree with you, you know, it may offend you. Shit, I people say shit that offends me every fucking day, dude. I don't bitch about it. I kind of, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I got bigger issues in my life. Way bigger problems than what you said. My feelings, it don't matter. It don't matter. I'm not, you know, like, it doesn't, like, it shouldn't matter. Like, what I'm doing here shouldn't matter to you. It really shouldn't. And what you're doing, where you're at, shouldn't matter to me. Because it doesn't matter to me. And I don't give a fuck what you do. And I don't give a fuck what, I mean, why should he care what I do? You know what I mean? Like, it's about privacy too, man. You know what I mean? That's another thing why I backed off of social media. You don't have any privacy, man. And I mean, I've talked a lot about myself on here. And I've told a lot about myself on here. Which, whatever, you know. That's me voicing my story, voicing me, giving a voice, a real voice with emotion, you know, tone. You can hear, you know, the emotion, the tone in my voice when I speak. You can't hear that in a message. You are projecting the emotion and the way the words sound in your head as you read the words in the message or in the text. Or in the caption, you know, and that's you. And that whatever personality, I don't know, whatever you're feeling, whatever, like, how you think, it will be project it to your, like, that's how you see it. I don't know, dude. It's just, we just gotta get along. We gotta stay united and get along. I mean, most of us are, I feel like, at least in my place. And, you know, I don't know. This whole fucking situation is just fucked. But I'm glad that Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty. That was justice for him. And for the three men that he killed, they had a rap sheet. I mean, one of them was a fucking pedophile, from what I hear, you know? Like, what the fuck, dude? Anyone who has kids, really? Not to mention that fucking, you know, that shit's a fucking whole fucking global network. It's a global network of pedophiles with the fucking elites. You know it is, dude, like, after the Epstein shit, dude, come on. You know that's a global fucking thing. And you know that the fucking commercial fishing industry is in on it too. They fucking, how do you think they get bodies across water? The fishing industry, dude. It's a global fucking thing. That's how they get past shit. There's a lot of money in it. You know? It's fucked up. You know? But that's the, I mean, that's the way, it's just, but, I mean, how do you stop something like that? You know what I mean? When, literally, it's like, I mean, it's becoming, the way it's become, it's like becoming world order, the way it's becoming, and it's fucking scary, dude. Like, it's gonna be just, oh my god, I'm worried just talking about this shit, you know, because I don't want to be fucking, like, targeted, dude. Fuck that. Fuck. Don't fucking do that shit, dude. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm just voicing my thoughts out to the world. That is it. I am not doing anything else. You know what I mean? Like, I don't bother anyone, man. You know? So, if anyone comes here, you gotta think, that's private property, man. Like, what happens when you show up to someone's, you're trespassing, you know what I mean? Like, what happens? Especially out in the country, dude. I mean, I ain't gonna say what happens, but what happens, you know what I mean? Put it together. Fuck. It doesn't matter who you are, you know? But, despite, I mean, it just, yeah, it's just, it's all crazy, dude. It's crazy. Yeah, and we the people, you know what I mean? That's this thing, it's just, it's we the people, man. You know what I mean? They gotta realize, the ones in government have to realize, like, it's we the people, man. Like, you're here to serve the people, and you're not serving the people the right way. I mean, history has shown that our government's pretty corrupt. I mean, we make some poor decisions based off of money and resources and fucking greed, you know. Fuck, it is windy as fuck outside right now. Holy fuck. What the fuck? All of a sudden, like, this, a windstorm came in. What the fuck is going on? It's kind of terrifying. What the fuck? It's like we're, now I'm all paranoid and shit. See, that shouldn't be a thing, dude. That shouldn't be a thing. I shouldn't have to be paranoid about our own government and just talking about it because of our First Amendment right, you know, freedom of speech. And then we have another amendment right, the privacy. You know what I mean? Like, sure, like, I'm saying this shit and I'm putting it out to the public, but it shouldn't go any further than that. You know what I mean? There should be no investigation into me. There should be nothing like that, because I'm nothing. I'm a nobody. You know what I mean? I literally fucking dig in the dirt for work. That's literally, I'm a dirt guy, dude. I dig in the fucking dirt. Like, what do you want me to, like, what? And I just, you know, I take care of my family. That's it. But I still have thoughts and opinions on how things are going, you know. But I like to talk about it, you know, put it on here. I have to. What else am I going to do? What else am I going to talk about? Fucking fairy tale land? You know what I mean? Like, come on. That's, what the fuck? Am I going to pretend like none of this shit's going on? How am I supposed to pretend like none of this shit's going on, dude? You know, don't even get me fucking started with COVID, dude. Don't even get me fucking started with that shit. Fuck that shit. I don't wear a mask anymore anywhere. It's fucking stupid. Dude, I was in traffic the other day. I was literally... I was in traffic, dude. I'm like, dude, this is one hell of a pandemic. This is one hell of a pandemic with all this traffic. You know what I mean? All these people still living, still kicking, still going through their day jobs, still doing what they're doing. One hell of a pandemic. Goddamn. Bodies dropping everywhere. Shit. You know what I mean? Like, and I'll say it, I got COVID, motherfuckers. It was 2 weeks of hell. Yeah. But now I got a natural immunity. You know? And natural immunity is way better than fucking the vaccine. Your body is natural immune system fighting to be able to fight off a virus, dude. Like, and the way your antibodies work is you got to be exposed to it. The more you're exposed to it, the more antibodies you have. So therefore, it's just a never-ending cycle of having antibodies for this fight and for all the variants and shit. Dude, who's to say that shit ain't made up? Come on. The media fucking lies. We know it. Don't pretend you like on both sides, you know. They fucking lie. They say what they say to get reactions and fucking money. It's all money, dude. And the media is all ran by the government. It's fucking FCC or whatever the fuck. Federal, I don't know. But yeah, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's just fucking crazy, dude. That's all I gotta say. And yeah, I just hope it gets better. I don't see it getting better anytime soon, which is sad, because I mean, it's not looking good. I want it to be better. I want us to be able to turn this around. I want us to be able to be united again and not have to. Everyone's so anxious. Everyone's so fucking like uptight about shit. I don't get it, dude. I mean not everyone, but there's a lot of people out there. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, dude. I need a smoke. Fuck. Anyways, just wanted to check in. It's been a while. I was sitting here debating on doing this podcast, and I said, fuck it, I'll do it, you know? So here I am doing this fucking podcast, opening up this pack of joints. Alright, guys. I don't know what else to talk about. I could say a lot more, but I think I've said enough. I think what I'm going to do instead is light this, get this joint out first. There we go. Fuck yeah. And then I'm going to light this bitch. And then I'm going to give you guys a farewell for this podcast episode. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And you guys are more than welcome to join me on this feral smoke. I guess you would call that feral smoke. Yeah. So yeah. Pack your bowls, bitch. Grab your joints and blunts, backwoods, whatever. I guess that's the same thing. Fuck it. Man, this joint. Come on. Yeah. Anyways, I'm gonna dedicate this joint to America. I'm dedicating this joint to America, and I'm dedicating it to the, you know, to the patriots out there. I'm dedicating it to the people that really care about this country, the real ones. You know what I mean? They're out there. I know they are. And, oh, in Australia? Bro, I feel for you. If that ever happens here, yeah, Australia. Stay strong. Keep fighting. Keep fighting the fight, bro. Keep fighting that fight. You know what I'm talking about. Don't let them fucking win. Fuck that shit. I'm gonna fucking down this entire joint for you. In America. Everyone needs it. Everyone needs to fucking just sit down and smoke and then just chill the fuck out. Hope you're joining me on this, because this right here, only grab your damn rings too if you got them, fuck it, because this fucking joint right here at the end is for America and Australia. Oh, motherfucker, alright, I just coughed my fucking butt out of my fucking joint, so I'm gonna load it. My fucking bong. And then I'll just do a final fucking rip. And I'll catch you guys on the flip side. Hold on a second. I just gotta fucking pack this bitch. Oh, yeah. Oh, this could be a nice hit. Mm-hmm. Yep. Alright, here we go. This bong rip is dedicated to America and Australia. I think it would have sounded better if I said, this bong rip is dedicated to Australia and America. That sounds better. Let's go with that. Alright, this fucking bong rip, bro, is dedicated to Australia in America. Let's go. Oh, and freedom. Of course, freedom. Oh, shit. I gotta clear this thing.
Holy shit.
Fuck yeah. Keep rocking. Happy Thanksgiving.